Do this. We will call this meeting of the Conference Committee on House File 382. Thank you, Senator. House File 382 to order, and the members present are Senator Thompson, Representative Hoppe, Representative Mazerall, and Representative Simon. And with that, we will go to Mr. Garion or Mr. Lake, who wants to explain the changes and what. Mr. Lake?
Sure. The differences between the House file and the Senate file are pretty simple.
There are. Why not introduce yourself to the record for the public?
I'm sorry, Representative. Brian Lake with the Minnesota State Bar Association. There are just a few changes or a few differences between the House file and the Senate file. The first is that the Senate amended on another Bar Association bill, Senate File 654, the language of which had passed the House during the 2011 session in House File.
And that was the Mazerall bill.
That was a bill carried by Representative Mazerall in the House. So the House has already passed that language previously. The Senate just amended it onto the bill. There are a few other changes that need to be made after the bill passed the Senate this year. Utilities came to the Bar Association with a little bit of concern about Article 1, Section 23. And that basically required, in the original version, required utilities to notify receivers before disconnecting service at utility properties. And utilities just wanted a little bit of comfort language and wanted a way to be assured that they would know that their property was in receivership. So now the language that is proposed today is that the receiver would first have to notify the utility that the property was in a receivership before the utility would have the duty to notify the receiver that they were disconnecting service there. And then there are just two very small minor technical changes just to correct drafting errors. The first, at line 4.21 in the Conference Committee report, just makes a correction where it originally says Minnesota Statute 585.10. It just changes it to the correct cross-reference, which is 582.10. And also at line 23.6, where it says originally said master mailing list, that has been corrected to master service list. So it's just changing mailing to service to use the proper language there. And those are the only differences between the House file and the Senate file.
And it is my understanding, after talking to the utilities, that they're good with this language. No one has any concerns about it anymore. Bethy, I don't think we need those. I think we're okay just working off this. But and apologize for the confusion on that. But I think the utilities are okay. I think there's no one else that's opposed to this. We have the relevant House and Senate files. Everybody should be okay. Do we have any questions? Well, then I think we're good. I think we should vote on the adoption of the committee report. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
And any opposed, same sign. Motion prevails. I think we are done. Thank you, gentlemen.
Thank you, everybody.
Mr. Lake, thank you, Mr. Garion.
Oh, yes.
And these are the official conference committee reports. We can go ahead and sign these.